Hi, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Welcome back to Atachonitanu, Atachoni, we're in the bracha of Atachonin. So one last nekuda, one last point that comes up within Atachonitanu is the following scenario originally quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. So Chazal said there's really two different ways that we make Havdalah, and ideally we should do both. Number one, Atachonitanu in our Shmon Esrei and Ma'ariv, and then followed up by that is that we make Havdalah al Hakos. Historically, at some point in history, we did one and not the other, but then at a certain point, we try to do both. Ultimately, if one did not make, I forgot, left out Atachonitanu and made Havdalah Lakos, you're good to go. Shabbos is over for you, and you're good. If one, Chazal, were penalized people, if one said Atachonitanu, but one did not, one ate when they got home before they made Havdalah, they would need to go back. We throw the flag then. We're penalizing somebody, and you need to go back and say Shemon Esrei. Because really, Havdalah does two things for us. There is an Isser Melacha on Shabbos, and then eating. That eating, there's a prohibition to eat, just like you can't eat before other mitzvahs. When you come home Friday night, you're hungry, you can't eat till you make Kiddush and make Hamotzi. Good. So the same thing is true. Hamotzi Shabbos, you can't eat. So the Atachonitanu permits us to now do Melacha. Also, Baruch Hamav to Mikol Shachol would permit us to do Malacha, which many women at home who don't have Ma'ariv, they would say that. Good. Shkoyach. And then the Havdalah permits us to eat. So if one would eat in the middle, they would have to say Havdalah again. Now listen to the following scenario according to Mishnah Berurah. Let's say for some reason one missed Atachonitanu at Ma'ariv. Then they don't have coast, they didn't make Havdalah. They come once in a while, once every bunch of years, a decade. It can cap it where one does not make Havdalah. But one missed Havdalah. One missed Ma'ariv, and they missed Havdalah. So now it is Sunday morning. So we have a halacha called Tashlumin. We need to make up the Shmon Esrei from Ma'ariv in the most immediate prayer, which is Shacharis in the morning. So usually, the way that it works is that we daven Shmon Esrei, maybe you hear Kedusha, and then you daven a second Shmon Esrei. The first one is for Shacharis, and the second one is for Ma'ariv. So now, which Shmona Esrei do we daven? Do we say Atachonitanu in? So the Mishnah Berurah says, seems to be Kosa Magen Avraham, that you say it in the second one, since the second one is the makeup one, that is the one that it should be said in. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'm quoting the Be'er Halacha, and Rav Chaim in the stencil, both paskin that. That would be true by every other area of Teshlumin, that the second one is like Ma'ariv. But when it comes to Atachonitanu, the second one's still Ma'ariv, but Atachonitanu is said in the first one. It's said in the first Shmona Esrei. The Magi Giburim actually points out here, so this then Dirshu, he says you don't say it either ones. It's really a three of Machlokas. But what's the chap of Rav Kiva Eger and Rav Chaim? Why would they say you say it in the first one? So before Corona happened, we had the schus to have Rav Shechter speak in our shul on behalf of Torah Web, and I had the schus and tremendous privilege to drive him home. And I forgot how we got into this conversation, but he was telling me and sharing with me this machlokas, this sheet of Rav Kiva Eger and Rav Chaim. And he said the yisod is that Atachonitanu is not like Yalav Yavo, because if you miss it, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. It's a little bit different than that. The whole point is that it should be said in the first Shmon Esrei that you say after Shabbos is over, period. Whatever that one is. It's a declaration within the context of Tefillah to announce that Shabbos is over. That's what we do. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rav Chaim that, okay, Shabbos is over. Which one? You missed Ma'ariv? Good. It's in the first one. It's in Shacharis. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, they disagree and says, no, it follows the regular rules of Teshlumen over here. So that's a very important machlokas. Yisodas, it doesn't really come up that often. Halavai, it should not come up so often, but it is very, very important. Yisodas, machlokas, in Rav Kiva Eger, Rav Chaim versus Magen Avraham. Okay, everyone have a great day. Kol Tov.